I just got off the phone with the doctor, and he said if the nausea gets any worse, that you can come in and they can get you something for it, hopefully. But that's kind of more of like a last resort. Yeah. How bad is it right now? I'm sorry, baby. I know. Morning sickness has been really rough for you, hasn't it? Yeah. Well, supposedly it's not the whole pregnancy, at least. I know that doesn't make a whole lot of a difference now. No, I know, baby. I know it's rough. I'm so proud of you. Yeah, you've been so strong. Are you kidding me? The strongest. If I was in your place, I don't know how I'd be hanging. Like, you... No, you... Baby. Baby, you really have been. Yeah. I know it's been rough these last, like, what, 2.5 weeks-ish? Yeah, but hopefully it'll clear up in the next 2 weeks. At least it won't be as severe. Yeah. Well, you're growing a life inside your belly, so of course it's going to have some unpleasant side effects. But it's going to be okay. Yeah. Baby, no, nothing's wrong. The doctor said everything's going as normal. Yeah. All your blood work was fine. Everything's okay, alright? No, I know you're nervous. Trust me, I know there's a lot to be nervous about. That's gonna be okay, alright? Everything's fine. We're fine. I'm fine. You're fine. The baby's fine. Because there's science and doctors and they do tests and they know things. And everything they've done, everything they've seen says that everything's okay. And if it wasn't, they'd let us know, and they would do something to make sure it's okay, alright? Yeah. I know, your brain's going in a million places. Every little thing is like, is this okay? Is this right? Is this right? And I get that, I feel the same way. I do. We want everything to be perfect. It's our kid. Of course you want everything to be perfect. You want everything to be as normal and healthy and fine as possible. I know. But trust me, everything's going fine. You're fine. Okay? Yeah, you're more than fine. You're going to be okay. Once the morning sickness clears up, it should be smoother-ish sailing. Yeah, relativistically speaking. I mean, the next, how many more months is it? 7 months? Are gonna be a little trial. Like, they're gonna be challenging. They're gonna be hard. Yeah. We both knew this going into it. And I know I'm not gonna be carrying the literal weight of it, but I'll be here carrying the emotional and whatever else I can. Because you're doing the real heavy lifting, so I'm running support. Whatever I can do to help. Yeah. You're my focus. You're my 100. Yes, you are. Everything's taking a backseat to you. Because that's how it has to be. That's how it should be, too. Yeah. I know how badly you want to do that. Well, let's wait a little bit. Yes. We did most of the heavy lifting for a nursery before you even got pregnant. We cleared her room, we did all that stuff already. All that's left to do is paint, assemble, and I can do most of that stuff on my own. Yes. Yes, I can. You can sit in the room and you can you can supervise. You can be the foreman. How about that? Yeah, because I want you to take it easy. One, because you need to take it easy, but two, because you deserve to take it easy. Yeah, but we're not doing that today. Because I said so. Because you, Missy, are still just... I want you laying in bed. I want you drinking as much fluids as you can. Because, baby, every morning you spend about an hour throwing up, so you need to replenish those fluids. I know you don't want to drink water, but it is the most high... Okay, Gatorade is also great for electrolytes. Yes, I know. But there's also good old H2O. No, it's fresh H2O. See, you haven't lost your sense of humor, at least. There. There's a smile. It's going to be okay, baby. On a scale from 1 to 10, how nauseous are you right now? A 3 isn't so bad. Yeah, I know. It seems like it's kind of a misnomer to call it morning sickness. They should just call it all day, all night sickness. Yeah, I know. Well, if they called it that, no one would ever want to get pregnant. So you're just like, it's morning sickness. And then people are like, oh, okay, it's only in the morning. Yeah, it's a scam. Everyone's been hustling everyone since the beginning of time. I know. Well, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. Like, they're talking about how, like, if you have, like, a pillow, that could help. And there's some other stuff. Yeah, I know. But for the most part, you just have to endure until it passes, is what most people are telling me. Yeah, including the doctors. I know. Baby. No, don't say that. It's okay. It is. You will be okay. Alright? If we could trade places, I would trade places with you. Yeah. I don't know how it would feel, but I would definitely do it. Yeah, of course I would. I'd be like a seahorse. Yeah, because aren't the seahorses the ones who get pregnant? And then, yeah. Of course I would, baby. But I can't, so this is the best I can do, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm always going to try my hardest to take the best care of you as I can. Yeah. It's a promise I made to you when I got married to you. To take care of you forever. For better or for worse. Sicker or poorer. All that jazz. Yeah. I love you too. It's going to be okay, baby. On the plus side, look at this. You get to stay in bed all day. We could rewatch Adventure Time. Yeah. Steven Universe. Literally, we have a bouquet of Cartoon Network to just watch through. Yeah, and then once we get bored of that, we have Netflix, Hulu, HBO. Yeah, I can play L.A. Noire for you so you can watch me. There's a bunch of stuff we can do. So being bedridden-ish isn't the worst. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. Yeah, I'm going to spend as much time as I can just hanging out in bed with you. Of course I will, baby. And I'll clean the bucket. Yes, so you don't have to get up. I'm not going to make you get up to go throw up. You can do that in bed. Of course, baby. No. I love you too. At the end of 9 months, this will all be worth it, I promise. Yeah, it really will be. I love you so much.